You know, I know you read a lot, and that books are really important to you. Can you tell me why you read so much and why books are so important in your life?
Well, when I was a young girl, my mom entertained me and my brother during the summer with trips to the library. And each time we would go, which was about once a week, we would bring home a number of books. And from 1 until 3 every afternoon during the summer, when I was particularly between the ages of 5 and 10, I would read. And even though I'm dyslexic, I taught myself how to read, and I read actually quite slowly, but I've always enjoyed it. And my mother told me from the time I was a young girl that if I could learn to read, that I could do anything, I could be anything. So I learned to read, and from reading I have taught myself a number of things. And also she told me that books can become your best friend. And this is very, very true. Some of my favorite books, probably my very, very first favorite book was a book called Bartholomew the Beaver. Then came Freckle-Faced Frankel. Then came A Lantern in My Hand. And then I discovered Willa Cather, and I read My Antonia. And those were books that I really, really can remember from my childhood. And I can remember when I was in third grade, Linda Stanley gave me Alice in Wonderland, and everybody else in the class had gotten games and candy and stuff like that. And I thought, wow, maybe I've kind of didn't get the best gift possible. But you know, the more I thought about it, my book that I got kept on giving and giving and giving. When the toys and the candy were all gone, I still had something, and to this day, I still have Alice with me.
You know, kids are often taken with books because of what you say. You said you were dyslexic. You taught yourself to read in peculiar ways, did you not?
Yes. I used to read with my lips, and I was told that that was not the way.
You were talking?
Yeah, I was reading the book out loud to myself. Now I still say each of the words, but I don't move my lips. And it's consequently not reading with my eyes in the way that you should. It slows me down, but I get the meaning of the book most of the time.
You know, many of the things you talk about are related to your mother. Can you tell us about that?
Well, my mother loved to read. She grew up not really knowing how to cook, knowing how to really do anything. And she just decided that one day she was going to go to the library, and she got a book on making pinch pleated drapes, and got another one on making slip covers. And presto chango, there it was. We had these beautiful drapes, and I was not really convinced she could make the slipcover, but it came out beautifully and it fit the sofa quite well. So she could do anything, and she did just about anything that she wanted to because she could read.
Well, you used to go to the library a lot. Libraries have always been a pretty important part of your life.
Yes, they have. And I actually got a scholarship for one of my master's degrees from a library. And when I was 11 years old, my family had moved into a new community, and I was in the sixth grade, and one day we had our library day, and I walked in, and being the new girl, the librarian came up to me, and she introduced herself. She was Miss White, and she said, "Oh, Maggie, I'm so glad to meet you. Why don't you come over here and sit down?" And so I did, and right in front of me was the most important book of my life. It's rather emotional for me, but it's a book that was called All But My Life. And it was by an absolutely wonderful woman called Gerda Weissman Klein. And it chronicled her survival of World War II, Adolf Hitler, and his Nazi cronies, who was the bully of the bullies. And I read her book, and I saw that she defied Adolf Hitler. She survived. And you know, it gave me courage to survive my bully, because I was being very, very bullied at the time. It empowered me. It gave me courage. It made me feel like Superwoman. And it allowed me to go up to my bully and say, enough is enough. I don't like what you're doing to me. It isn't right. I want you to stop. I was 12 years old.
Well, you talked about the book that's particularly special to you. Can you tell us more about how that book or other books influenced your life and why the influence was as powerful as it was?
Well, this book helped me to stand up for myself, and it has been something that I have done all my life. I loved this book. I didn't want to take it back to the library, but I did. And I told
you didn't keep it, huh?
No, I didn't steal the book from the library. I wanted to, but anyway, this was long before we had the internet, and this was long before we had 800 numbers, and this was, you know, basically when you wrote a letter or you called somebody long distance and you said, can you send me a catalog? Or you went to Books in Print to look for a copy of the book. Well, it wasn't until, well, then I went to high school and then I went to graduate school and college, graduate school, and I was out of graduate school. I was working in New York and living in Montclair, New Jersey. And I went, I was waiting for you, my husband, to call me, to come and pick me up, because I'd taken the bus. And we lived on the top of a very, very steep hill.
I remember that.
And I had to either walk up the east side or the west side, but no matter which way I went, it was steep. One side didn't have sidewalks, the other one did. So anyway, here I am in Montclair, and I called you, and you said, well, it's going to be an hour, hour and a half. I said, ah, that's okay. There's a bookstore around the corner. I'll go over and browse. Maybe I'll buy a couple of books. So I went in, and right as I walked in the door, there was All But My Life. I was probably in my 40s, and there was the book. It was the enlarged and updated edition, and oh my God, I was just so thrilled that I could find this book. So I bought it, and I went back to, had some iced tea at one of the little cafes, and I was reading it until you came to pick me up. So I had a copy of the book, and you know, and I was thinking, wow, this is just really great. But that's not the end of my relationship with the book and with its author, because this book was so important to me that I read it again, and this, the author, Gerda Weissman Klein, was my hero. And time progressed, and my husband and I became involved with the East-West Center in Hawaii.
I remember that, too.
And they asked me if I would be willing to put together an exchange program and figure out a program and make the arrangements for these Chinese scholars and faculty people and to see different things in particularly Youngstown, Cleveland, and Pittsburgh. And I said, oh, well, sure, I'd love to do that. So they invited me to fly down to D.C. And part of the program that they had for these Chinese in D.C. was a trip to the Holocaust Museum. So I had gone through, and I was looking at all the exhibits, and I probably spent maybe 4 or 5 hours there. But I was looking at something, and all of a sudden, I hear this voice talking about her ski boots. And the fact that her father said, take your boots. You'll need your boots. I knew immediately who was speaking. It was a film, a documentary done on Gerda's life based on her book. And I turned and there she was, and I sat mesmerized in this little amphitheater watching her documentary. Okay, so that was, then I was in my 50s, and that was probably, 2003, maybe 2004. Well, in 2013, I'm driving down the streets in Youngstown on my way home, and Gary Sexton comes on WYSU, and he says, oh, this evening for the Jewish Film Festival, we're going to have a survivor story. And a special appearance is going to be made by the subject of the film. Well, I darn near drove off the road. I'm going, my hero? My hero is here in Youngstown? I had to go. I was so excited.
Gerda was coming.
Yes, she was coming. She was probably already here and had been talking to people on campus, and I had gone to physical therapy, but it was just serendipitous. This whole thing is, I believe that I was supposed to read her book, that I was supposed to be encouraged by her writing so that she survived, I could survive. And every child needs to have a hero. Gerda is my hero. And I was so excited when I found out she was going to be here. I went home and I got showered, I got my clothes changed. I could hardly eat my dinner. I let my dog out, and my husband was out of town. Well, you were out of town. I keep, like, it's you're not my husband, you know, that you're somebody else is interviewing me. So I got there. I sat in the front row, and I just can't tell you how absolutely wonderful it was to come full circle from a girl of 11 to a woman of 65. And it's never too late to meet your hero. I don't know that I would have appreciated her as much if I had met her at 11, because I had time to assimilate the story and knowing and realizing the power that this book held, her story, the power that her story had to me. But afterwards, I went up, I introduced myself, I told her that how she was my hero and how she, her survival story had encouraged me and gave me almost the powers of Wonder Woman. That is how I felt, because I knew that if she could stare down Adolf Hitler, I could stare down my bully. And I did. Did the bullying completely stop? No. But I could fight back, and I no longer had to feel inferior. I no longer had to be manipulated through the guilt, because I was empowered, and I was empowered by a wonderful, wonderful woman. I don't know that she thinks of herself as a hero, but boy, she sure was. And every child, whether it's a fictional person, a real person, a movie star, a sports star, their father, their uncle, a man in their community or a woman in their community who has done something, if that person can become a hero, it is so important. And you find heroes in books. And to this day, I have a couple of books that I'm reading at a time.
I know, you always got a stack of books next to you.
Well, that's because books are important, and books are inspiring. Books take you away. Books can make you feel better, even if it's for a very short period of time. Books are powerful. I don't care if what you read is a comic book, or if it's War and Peace, or if it's...
The comic book version of War and Peace?
Well, I don't think there is one, but but the point is that any time a child reads, they're learning language, they're learning about another subject, they're learning about maybe about a person, a place, a thing. I don't care if it's fantasy. Sometimes a child needs fantasy. And I think, to a large extent, I read so that I could get away from my bully, because I was in a book, I was in a story, I was making friends with the people in the book. And that's how I felt about the young woman in All But My Life. She had courage. She survived. She was just this wonderful person that inspired me to do the same, not to give up, not to give in, to keep going forward. And so that's what I did.
You have a particular talent with making friends. Friendships are really something you do really especially well. You make friends with books, you make friends with people. You make friends with people through books. This weaving process that you've talked about, I've used the term weaving, you haven't used that term, but you're weaving a story, you're weaving Gerda through your life.
Well, that's what happened. Every time, I don't know, it just seemed that, well, when I was in graduate school, I didn't have time to read books, but her story was never far from me. But the book came back into my life in 1995. Her picture and her story and her film came back in my life in 2003, 2004 at the Holocaust Museum. And then it came full circle in 2013, when I actually had the opportunity to meet her, to hold her hand, and to talk to her, and to tell her my story. And I think maybe she was a bit surprised, as I think anybody is when they consider themselves, oh, I'm just an ordinary human being. But ordinary human beings sometimes provide extraordinary examples. She was mine.
And the examples get magnified through books?
Yep. Because I read All But My Life, I read a lot more about survivors of the Holocaust. I read more about the Jewish heritage. I also found out that part of my family, on my father's side in particular, had been French Jews, and they had left France in the 1800s. And came to Canada, and my own grandfather came from Canada to Massachusetts, and that's where I'm from. So this book inspired me to continue reading.
This book was really important to you.
Yes, it was.
Clearly,
it still
books,
is.
Books are important to you.
Yes, books are important to me.
They're friends that you've made. They're friends that you can count on.
Yes, they enhance your life. They broaden your perspective, even when you don't agree with them. They're providing you with knowledge.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.